apparently he's been earmarked to take over from Jose Mourinho, who's, well, they reckon he's on his way out at some point. Probably not this weekend, the weekend after. Who knows? But I think that's a great thing, because I'm not really a big Chelsea fan. Or Jose Mourinho either. He's not... I don't know about you. What are you smiling at? Are you a football fan? Are you...
I'm not a football fan, no. No, just...
Okay. Yeah.
So I don't want Mourinho to lose his job. That sounds bad.
No,
it's not like he's going to be short of a few quid, is it?
Yeah,
he's going to be. He's minted anyway. Mm. Hey, look, Jamie's in, and Colonel.
Colonel. Yeah.
Colonel Carruthers is in, and we. I just wanted to bring you in because you're working on a project at the moment.
I am. Yeah. It will be. I don't know how. Will it be put straight onto the website? Or will it be?
You got to finish it first.
I've got to finish it first, of course. Yeah. I mean, I'm still in the. Pre-production stage of it, coming up with ideas. But my final idea I've decided to do about autism. I thought this would be good for me because I'm autistic myself, and I know quite a lot of people on the island who are autistic, and a lot of places on the island that help support people with learning difficulties, physical disabilities, autism, things like that. I plan to interview some of them as much as I can, of course.
Is it? We've had a number of people in that have been on the show, and you know, some slightly younger, some slightly older, that have had, you know, living with autism, dealing with autism, and it is quite an interesting subject, and I think it's one that we probably 20 years ago didn't talk about, but now we are, and I think that's we've come on leaps and bounds. But I would imagine there's still a bit of, you know, hang on a minute, I don't really know too much about it. So, you know, what are the main problems that you have on a day-to-day basis?
Well, as you said, you know, 20 years ago, you know, not many people knew about autism back about then, and probably 50 years ago, about 1 in every 1,000 people were autistic. You just didn't know it. And nowadays, it's more like 1 in 100, so it's getting very much more common nowadays. So a lot of people are finding out about it, learning a bit more about it, and you know, that's a good thing. But yeah, a lot of people still say, okay, but what exactly is it? Well, you know, a lot of people say, oh, it's a mental illness. You know, I disagree with that. You know, an illness can be cured. Autism can't be cured. You know, it's something that you're born with. And it can make you quite socially inadequate in some cases. For example, years ago, I wouldn't be able to go out on my own on the bus and talk to people, make friends, and it's only with a lot of support I've managed to become much more confident. I did performing arts, which really boosted my confidence. I'm glad I did that. But yeah, there's a lot of forms of autism. I mean, you know, if you don't know all forms, that's fine. You know, I know quite a few myself. I probably don't even know all of them.
But, okay, I'm guessing you're finding out.
I am still finding out about Sam, yeah.
Okay. I mean, you're 23 now, so are you like, you know, is every day like a learning curve to you, or do you know roughly where you are with it?
I do, yeah. I mean, I've got mild autism, so it doesn't affect me as much as most other people would. When, I mean, there's some people like me who have very mild autism and it doesn't really show. There's some people who have quite a bit of autism, and, you know, when you see them, you know, you think something might be a bit wrong with them. And there's people like my brother who is severely autistic. He can barely have a normal conversation. He repeats things that he's heard. You know, he understands no and yes. And, you know, whenever he wants something, we have to teach him to say, I want something, something, please. So, you know, and, he, you know, I love my brother. He's great. You know, I still have a lot of fun with him. So, you know, I'm not saying just because he's autistic, I can't have that. But yes, someone like my brother, it's extremely difficult to, you know, have that kind of relationship. I mean, I've had a great relationship with him for all my life, pretty much. I mean, he's a couple of years younger than me. But yeah, his behaviour did get a little bit bad at points. It's got much better now with a lot of support. Just, yeah, I know what you mean. A lot of people are still finding out different types of autism, and some people are finding out what autism is. I mean, I'll tell you a story. It happened with my brother one time on the ferry. He ran past and pushed aside an old woman, and we came over and said we're very sorry. But then she had a huge go at us, and we said, look, we can't control him, he's autistic. And she says, oh, I'm not feeling very well myself. So it's shocking that, you know, even back there, when autism was, you know, getting more and more known, there were still people who just don't know what it is.
It's kind of sad, really, when you think, and what it comes down to is awareness. And I'm a great believer in the more you make people aware of things, and we've all got different quirkiness about us, and the more we make each other aware of things, the more maybe acceptable we will be of each other. I mean, that's the way I look at it. And it's really simple, but I would imagine you've got an uphill task, haven't you?
A bit. I mean, I think on the island there's a lot of there's quite a lot of autistic, dyslexic people on the island. Probably more than you know. I mean, but the good thing is there's Carisbrook High School. When I went there, I went to the Autistic Spectrum Resource Centre. Everyone that had learning difficulties, special needs, and quite a few of them I've kept friends with ever since. I see them on weekends and stuff. And there's a lot of groups. There's Way Forward. There's John's Club. No Barriers helps out with people with learning difficulties as well. You know, there's quite a lot of that on the island. Not a lot of people know about it. I mean, some people do. I mean, I've got friends who have children who have autistic, and you know, and it's great that, you know, on the island there's this big community that helps people like that.
And it's only come about in the last little while because we're actually talking about it and we're a bit more open about it and so on. Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you a story now. I'm obviously twice your age, but when I was at school, nobody had autism, nobody had dyslexia, nobody had, you know, and it's almost now, when you think back and you think, you know, of certain kids that I used to knock around with 30 plus years ago that were a little bit quirky, you think, oh, they may have been. They may have had autism. They may have, you know, and
they might
and
have
think,
done. Yeah.
So it's kind of, we're moving in the right direction, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, we are.
Which is great, but we're not moving quick enough because, you know, people should be a little bit more aware. And by us, by talking about this now, it makes it more aware. By you doing your documentary, it makes it a little bit, a bit more high profile. You've got your brother, who hopefully you're going to be able to interview, and others too.
I won't be able to interview him at all, really.
Not one word.
I'll be able to get words out of him and sounds out of him, but, you know, I wouldn't have a normal conversation. You know, I couldn't say, what's it like being autistic? You know, he wouldn't understand that at all.
No. Do you know what? I mean, you come across, I've always had this in my head, that people that are autistic, they don't get jokes. That's what I was told by somebody
that
was.
There are some people, yes. I was like that years ago, you know. I used to hear a joke and I used to take it quite literally. I mean, some people do that. I've got a friend who has ADHD, he can sometimes take things a little bit literally. And he's a great guy. He's one of my best friends. But, yeah, sometimes when he gets in stressful situations, or, you know, when jokes go a little bit too far, he takes it a bit too seriously. And, you know, that's something you have to be aware of. Autistic people, I mean, I can take autistic jokes. You know, I've picked up a bit of bullying in middle school quite a bit, not because of my autism, well, partly of it, but for other reasons, of course. I've learned to cope with that, you know, and there's a lot of autistic jokes out there, but, you know, one thing I do know is, you know, jokes are jokes, shouldn't be taken seriously. Sometimes with autistic people, they can be taken seriously.
Sure.
And, you know, not just with autistic people, you know, people, you know, self-harm, you know, if you make a joke about them, they'll just enforce that pain and make them do it more. I've got a friend who's autistic who had experience with that. He's okay now, which is great, but yeah, a lot of autistic people can feel normal pain that normal people feel as well, which a lot of people don't think about.
Do you know what's really nice? In the space of 3 or 4 weeks, you came in, first interview that you gave. I mean, it was a good interview, but you were, how can I put it, a little bit sort of hyper, a little bit, getting your words out, I've got to get my words out as quick as possible.
I'm like that, yeah.
You're much more relaxed now.
Yeah, well,
it's coming across.
Yeah, well, back then, you know, it was the first time for me being on VAD. Sure, I was thinking, what am I doing? But, you know, being on it for the past few weeks now, I've become much more natural with it. Like I said, really, I'm just having a conversation with you now, and
exactly
everyone's
it.
Listening. And, you know, that's a really great way to communicate, really.
That's exactly it. And long may it continue. And I can't wait to hear this documentary. I really can't. I think it'd be fascinating.
Thank
and
you
I
very much.
It would be a great, great thing for you to do, to highlight, you know, issues for people that, I kind of... Do you look upon it as suffering? Because I look at it and think, is it suffering? Do you suffer? Do you have pain? Does it hurt? Does it, you know, are you frustrated?
Well, it can be. I mean, granted, you know, I remember I heard someone do a speech and he had autism, and I asked him, would you feel better being like everyone else without autism? And he said, in some cases, yeah, I would, because, you know, it's kind of like those things, like, you know, I want to be normal, I want to fit in. I mean, I kind of feel that sometimes. You know, I've had bad episodes in the past where I was completely stressed out of my mind because of it. But I'm not now. I've learned to accept it. I'm quite happy with it. And one of the best things about having autism, in my opinion, for me, I'm slower in some cases, but stronger in others. For example, I'm quite smart, picking up things easily. I'm good with computers. I can, you know, and like card games, video games, stuff like that, I pick them up quite quickly. So yeah. I'm slow in most areas, especially with my dyslexia. I'm mainly slow in English, but I was better at maths. So, you know, it can be a good thing or a bad thing either way. You just have to learn to understand it, I think.
Well, do you know what I think? I read a book earlier this year, and it was quite an amazing book. It was by Martinez, somebody, Francesca Martinez, who suffers from cerebral palsy.
I think I've heard of that.
And the
yeah.
book is called What Is Normal Anyway? It's, I've changed the words because obviously I can't give you the whole title.
No, that's
on air
okay.
Because it's bad language.
No,
but it was just a brilliant, brilliant book. And I think to myself, I'd like to say that you know, you come across as this normal guy, but what is normal? Everyone's got quirkiness in them.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah, I agree with you. Everyone has something about them that makes them who they are. You know, if everyone was the same, life would be boring, wouldn't it?
It would. Yeah.
But you know, I agree. Everyone has their own quirkiness. Everyone has their own things they like and dislike. Everyone has their own personalities. You know, autism has kind of almost become kind of one of those things, which can sometimes be a problem, sometimes not. And yeah, I hope to cover things like that when I do my documentary.
Good. I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for spending a bit of time with us, and hopefully you'll pop in at some point between now and 1 o'clock. It's open house if you want to pop in. If you're a business, you want to pop in and promote your business, and basically come in and see what we're doing on the 4 P's course.